Oh no! Poppy, there's a baby dragon in your dorm room.
What did I say about lighting things on fire? Bad dragon. Make better choices.
She's my roommate. Guys, meet Honey.
I thought you didn't want a roommate?
You named a dragon Honey?
Her full name is Honey Nut Cheerio. Oh, okay. You want down. I get it. You guys can pet her if you want. She loves attention.
Just like Arthur.
Poppy?
Yes, Arthur?
Where'd you get a dragon?
Well, you remember when we first met? The golf course situation?
Vaguely.
You almost died.
Oh, I'm supposed to remember all the times I've almost died?
Ugh, whatever. How much do you guys know about dragon biology?
Not a lot, Poppy.
Okay, well, you at least know that dragons are the cousins of phoenixes, right?
Poppy, that's a lizard. A phoenix is a bird?
Flying fire lizard, flying fire bird. Not too much of a difference. You know, like dinosaurs evolved into chickens.
And your point?
My point is dragons share the whole rise from the ashes rebirth thing.
So you're saying...
Honey is technically the dragon we fought on the golf course. Yes. I found her egg after we killed her. I just wanted to study it. I mean, I'm majoring in biology. I just wanted to make a scientific breakthrough. She didn't hatch until a month ago, like a week before Jerry's Halloween birthday bash.
And you're letting her live in your dorm room with you after what she did?
I am training her to be a good girl.
We're still working on the fire burping thing.
She seems like a peach. So what's the danger?
Well, she started breathing fire a few days ago. And she's getting bigger.
You said you were training her. Train her not to do those things.
I'm trying, but dog training videos on YouTube can only get you so far with a dragon. And she needs way more room than this. I can't even take her outside. She's so energetic, and I'm afraid someone's going to find out. Arthur, I'm not even allowed to have a goldfish in my dorm.
Where are you going with this?
Well, your house has a lot of room, right?
Oh no, absolutely not.
Your backyard is the forest. She would have so much room to run around.
What about Lynn's place? What's wrong with Noble Hall? It's pretty big.
You know how many people Lucy has over there. Honey would be locked up all hours of the day. Not to mention, it's nowhere near the woods, so she could never set foot outside. Now you, on the other hand, have no friends. So your place is empty.
I have friends.
Name three that aren't any of us.
Well, there's Winnie. And I'm not taking care of your pet dragon, Poppy.
I would come over every day to feed her and clean up after her and everything. Please.
What does she even eat?
Meat.
Come on, Arthur. How can you say no to that face?
You, Poppy, I can say no to. But you, Honey, you are very cute. I really hope Elliot won't mind a pet. Does she have any allergies?
Probably not to dragons.
You won't regret this, Arthur.
Oh, I already do.
She's really sweet, and I'm sure when she gets more room, she'll...
She lit your blanket on fire?
Honey! Bad girl!
come up with a plan, and we have to do it fast.
You're the only one with a weapon. We can't do anything.
Lin, grab a sword from that bag.
What? Is this a broadsword? How?
Everyone was pretty distracted at medieval times, so I grabbed a few souvenirs. We're going over that hill. Hold on!
The duffel bag is a much better idea. We should get one for Excalibur.
Can we focus on saving Elliot right now?
Yeah, sorry.
Arthur!
We're coming!
I have to tell you something!
Can it wait?
Depends on how well you rescue me!
Okay, I think I got a plan, and it's just dumb enough to work. Or get us all killed.
I'm in.
Poppy?
Fuck!
I'm gonna climb up on the roof. Keep it steady.
Oh my god, don't do that. I don't have my driver's license. You shouldn't trust me to... holy shit! Sorry. You good?
Oh, I fell in a sand trap. I don't like sand. It gets everywhere. Oh, it's in my mouth.
Yeah, that's why I hit the brakes. Sorry.
Okay, take two. Lin, when you get the chance, grab Elliot.
Got it.
You're sure this is going to work?
Whatever gave you that idea? We have its attention. Poppy, keep going straight.
I said I don't even have my driver's license.
Come on, no fire, no fire, please, no fire. Yes!
Elliot!
Now this is pod racing.
You missed her! I cut the dragon from throat to stomach, and you missed her!
Her hands were sweaty!
I got it! Oh, come on! How is it not dead?
Poppy, turn left! It's flying over that pond! Look, Elliot!
It dropped her!
Elliot!
Friday Night Fights.
You're good. You're good. You're alive. Thank God you're alive. Come on. Let's get you to shore.
Elliot! Arthur! Elle, are you okay?
I'm okay.
Can you guys go make sure the dragon's dead?
Yeah. We'll hold down the fort over here. If it attacks, we'll be ready. Ow.
Maybe hold off on the fist bumps for now, Elle. You guys have done enough. We can take it from here. Come on, Poppy. Here, take this sword. You got an extra in that bag in the cart?
Of course.
Great. Let's go. Yell if you get attacked.
Yeah, you got it.
Are you okay?
I'm alive. You?
Same.
You saved my life.
It was nothing. We actually had a safer plan to get you down, but it didn't work. Sorry.
Did you just apologize for saving my life?
I guess. You're bleeding.
It's okay. I'm too cold to feel any pain right now.
That's not good. We need to get you dry clothes and a doctor.
Later. Let's just lay here for a bit.
Just until Ling comes back.
Before, you said you wanted to talk to me about something? If I lived.
Yeah.
What was it?
It's nothing, really. What about you? You said you wanted to tell me something, too.
Yeah, it's the same. It's nothing.
You sure?
It's not important. Maybe someday. Not today.
Oh. Hey. We just fought a dragon.
And won.
High five.
Ow. Go us.
You promise you'll tell me someday? Whatever it was, even if it wasn't important?
Only if the same goes for you.
When you get better.
When we get better.
Deal.
I think we both might catch a cold.
I have good news, and I have bad news.
Good news first.
Dragon's dead. Not even a body left.
And the mask dude in the skirt? It's Handler. Did you see them?
No. She was probably too nervous to take on the four of us without a dragon. Or she just got bored and went home.
Oh, thank God. She mentioned a sister. Looks like we're dealing with the sisterhood of the traveling masks. What's the bad news?
We got another tarot calling card.
The Chariot? Oh, lovely. And it's a black card this time, with an M on it. Very fancy.
Elliot, you're bleeding.
Yeah, we know. Catch up, baby. That's old news.
We should get them somewhere warm so they don't get hypothermia. And we should get a doctor for Elliot.
Can we go to your place, Poppy?
Oh, fuck no. But I can call you an Uber, I guess.
How considerate.
You're gonna help? I thought you said you were out.
It's a little hard to run away from destiny.
Is that what you think this is? Destiny?
We just fought a dragon together. We just fought a dragon together. Oh, there's no way I'm getting out of this now. Look, we have to establish some rules.
Oh?
You can't tell me what to do all the time. I want to make my own choices. I'm still my own person. But I'll take your advice when you give it. And you can't sleep over at my house.
Poppy, I love that you're on board, but I think... Elle!
What? I'm awake.
Yeah, let's get out of here before Elliot dies, or before the rich, angry white men blame us for vandalizing their golf course.
Can someone carry me?
Poppy, carry Elliot.
Do you want me to leave you out here to freeze?
No, I just killed a dragon. I deserve to live another week at least.
Oh, we'll see.
Friday Night Fights.
Thanks.
Really? Right in front of my Chinese?
Hey, you guys see the news?
Hey, don't throw your backpack at me. I'm sick. I can't fight back.
Scoot over.
Police are still looking for the person who lit the Highlands Woods golf course on fire last Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh? This is not uh-oh. This is good news.
How?
Well, the alternative could be... Police are baffled by the body of a large golden dragon found on the Highlands Woods golf course last Friday night, which proves the existence of magic.
Exactly.
But now they're looking for us. They think we lit the golf course on fire, and we broke the window at medieval times, and stole the weapons, and—
Do you think this is the first time the police have been after me?
And you actually did steal those weapons, Poppy.
Yeah, and I know you kept them. You're the only one with incriminating evidence. I think the three of us are fine. Ah! Don't hit me! I already said I'm sick and I can't fight back.
I just don't think I would be a fan of getting arrested.
You should meet our friend Jerry.
Why couldn't my destiny be to open a bakery or something? Why did it have to be this?
No one said you can't do both.
I don't even like baking.
Are you backing out?
No, I'm in. I'm all in. But I want the health benefits and everything.
Wait, you guys are getting health benefits? Do we have insurance? Could I have gotten this sling cheaper?
Do you guys have dental?
We're working on it. But it's good to know that you're in. Hey, Poppy, can you hand me my sword?
Why do you need it?
Just give it to me. I deserve it. I'm sick.
Here.
Thanks.
How come Elliot didn't get sick and you did?
Because Arthur's weaker.
Nice.
I saved Elliot's life and you guys respond by roasting my immune system? How nice. Hey, Poppy, what's your name?
Sir Percival.
You know who you are now?
I guess I do. I just grabbed the sword and I knew. Like, everything became a lot clearer as soon as I did.
You committed. Welcome to the team. High five.
Your docile nature shall be. You cannot remain indecisive forever, person.
Trust when the time is right. You will choose.
Have faith, and all things will fall
with the proper
strong eyes. You may find yourself.
Perhaps I may challenge you to a race.
But tonight at the tavern,
three pairs of people
all of them are super. And I alone remain victorious.
Even yours.
It is you, person.
You are a credit to the good men of Camelot, person.
I'm part of the team. Ugh, cover your mouth. You're so gross.
I'm sorry.
Ugh, did you even wash your hands before you gave me a high five? That is so disgusting. Didn't anyone teach you to sneeze into your elbow, cover your mouth and your nose? God, it's like you didn't even go to kindergarten.
Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel. Co-written and edited by Hannah Steele. Produced by Strummer Steele. And directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli. And art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur, Ashton Laurel as Elliot, and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn. Hannah Steele as Poppy. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. KF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.